Today's Tanya, for the first day of Av, Shchedesh Av, the Shir is on page 200 of Igeres HaTshuva. The number at the bottom of the page is 384. It's at the end of chapter 11, Perek Yud Aleph. Now, the Rebbe has been saying that part of the joy that a person feels when he does a higher level tshuva is that he's confident in the forgiveness that God guarantees immediately upon request for forgiveness. So when he feels the pain and the regret for the sins that he had committed, which is the lower level tshuva, it immediately brings him the simcha, knowing that God has forgiven him. He can immediately go on to the higher level tshuva of serving God out of love and fear with joy. Now, four lines from the bottom. Umashikosu v'chatosi negdi samid. And where he writes that, where it says that my sin is before me always, and here we're saying that God forgives all kinds of sins and his forgiveness is endless and so on and so forth, and yet it says my sin is before me always. Ein ha-mechuva lihiyes tamid otzev nivzachas v'sholim. This doesn't mean that a person should always be saddened and always be embarrassed, God forbid. The haksiv basrei, because it says right there in the same place in Tillim, where it says my sin is before me always, it says tashmi eni sosim v'simcha, bring me joy and gladness, v'ruach nediva tismecheni, that I should be supported by a feeling of pleasantness. Umishum shetzarech li yiskol yomav b'tshuva ilo, and a person should be doing tshuva on the higher level tshuva all his life. That should be a constant kind of tshuva, the higher level tshuva, and the higher level tshuva shehi b'simcha rabba kenal comes with great joy. Elo negdi daike, but the statement my sin is before me always means before me, kamei v'ata tisyatzev min neged. And neged means not in front of, but at a distance from. Like, mineged saviv le'el me'ed yachanu. And there, pidush rashi merochik, that they camped around the le'el me'ed, but not close, but from far. So neged means distant. V'hamechuvon, and the idea and the purpose of the sin being in front of me, or distant from me, always, the purpose of it is rak lebilti reim levove, that a person shouldn't ever be arrogant. Liyeshval ruach b'fnei kol adam, he should be humble before all people. Kishi yihye lezichrin bein einav shechata neged Hashem, when he will remember always that he had sinned, but not that the sin remains and he can never get rid of it. The sin is gone, it no longer exists, but there's always the memory of having had a sin, which is useful in bringing the person to a humility and to never becoming arrogant. In fact, not only does the sin and the memory of the sin not produce sadness and embarrassment, but in fact it increases the joy. Concerning the joy that a person is supposed to have with which to serve God, the memory of the sin helps make the joy stronger. As we mentioned in yesterday's shir, or the day before, that it helps him accept everything that happens to him with joy. Or whatever happens to him, whether it comes from heaven or it comes from other people, from another person, whether it's through speech or an action, a person hurts him by what he says or a person hurts him by what he does, he can accept it more gracefully and with joy, because he knows that he had once sinned, and therefore he doesn't find it so inappropriate. He accepts it because it fits. And this is the proper way and the proper advice for lehinotzel mikas v'chol minik peido, to be saved, to avoid any kind of anger at another person and any kind of resentment at another person. And that is because even if the pain is coming from another person, you recognize it as being from God because of in imperfections in yourself, and that the person who is bringing the pain is only a vehicle and only a messenger from God, and therefore there's no point in being angry at him or being resentful towards him, knowing that it's coming from above. Ukamai Merezal, and this is what the sages meant when they said, Hane'elovim ve'enon ilvim, that there is a virtue to those who are humiliated but do not humiliate in return. Shemim cherposom, they hear their insult, they hear themselves insulted, but they do not insult in return. Ve'en meshivim. Eisem me'ahava usmeichem biyisudim. They serve God out of love and are joyful in their pain. So the Rebbe is saying that these things are not disconnected virtues, but that they are connected. How is it that a person can hear his insult and not return it? Can hear the humiliation and not humiliate? It's because he serves God out of love and therefore accepts the pain happily, knowing that it's coming from God. And the reward is that God treats you the same way, measure for measure, because kol hamavir al midesov, whoever disregards his own hurt feelings, ma'avirim le'ed al kol pshov, then God disregards all of his sins. In effect, we've come full circle to what the Alter Rebbe started saying in the beginning of Egedes HaTshuva, that the pain that is sometimes necessary in order to bring complete cleansing of sin is not a pain that one inflicts upon oneself, like through fasting and other such means, but rather it comes from above when it's necessary, as the Alter Rebbe will say in the next chapter in tomorrow's Shir. The Hayyim Yom for today, the first day, Veshchedesh Ov, the Rebbe writes that the greatness of Mashiach is that he will be humble. That although he will be the highest and the greatest and the fullest measure of greatness, he will teach Torah to the Ovis and to Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaSholem. In spite of this, he will be utterly humble, and that will express itself in that he will teach Torah to the most simple person as well. And Rabbi Zelikson, in his footnotes, points out that the Shredish Ov is the yahrzeit of Aaron HaKohen, of Aaron. And Aaron exemplified the virtue of Eyev Es HaBriyeis HaMekarvon LaTorah, of teaching Torah even to the most humble. The most humble in their simplicity. That Aaron's humility consisted of teaching Torah even to those who had no other virtue than the fact that they were created by God.